Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's second date update time. It's Wednesday, and wondering if people just subconsciously want to pair up for the fall and winter months in Minnesota, or is it just the nice weather? But we're getting lots of messages to be on second date update. People aren't able to reconnect, and we are here to try to find out the reason why they can't get together for a second date. This has happened to Dave, who's a listener. And Dave, let's just start at the beginning. What can you tell us about Tanya?
Well, she's got a dazzling smile, and you know, definitely helps. And we were just getting along really well, but I think she's just too busy to get back to me.
Too busy. Okay, so how long has it been since you got together when you had your first date?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I messaged her twice. I'm not counting when I checked in just to make sure that she got home okay.
Okay, nice. And tell us about that first date, Dave, with Tanya. And what'd you do? Where'd you go? And what happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it went really well. She was a little reluctant to call it a night, which I think is a great thing. And I was positive that we'd go out again.
Right. So that's kind of how you left it. That's interesting. Always curious about what has happened or transpired since that first date, if you were getting such a good feeling. Did anything, Dave, come up that might have maybe given her second thoughts, you know, especially later?
Yeah, no, like, nothing that I can think of. Honestly, I mean, they even thought about, you know, were there any red flags or anything like that? And I can't think of a thing.
Okay. And did she like the, you guys went out for drinks or the restaurant? She liked wherever you took her?
Yes. Okay. She loved the restaurant.
Okay.
She mentioned that, you know, she was going to bring her parents there the next time that they came to visit, which I took as a really good sign.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get into a brawl or anything like that.
Right, with anybody there. Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
So it was a smooth evening is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's always good not to get into a fight on a first date in front of somebody if you can. So if you can't think of anything, I can't think of anything. Why don't we just call Tanya and find out for ourselves? So we'll see if we can get her on the phone. If she agrees to come on, get these answers, cross your fingers, hopefully lead you to a second date. So, Dave, you hold on. We're going to come right back with the conclusion, the second half of Second Date Update in 3 minutes here on The Wolf.
New truck.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Oftentimes, it is confusion that has led a listener like Dave to second date update. Here he is talking about his first date with Tanya.
I mean, she's got a dazzling smile, and we were just getting along really well. She was a little reluctant to call it a night, which I think is a great thing, and I was positive that we'd go out again.
But that's been 2 weeks, so let's try to figure out what's going on with Tanya.
Hello.
Hi, could we speak to Tanya, please?
I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Yeah, well hold on real quick. This is not a sales call or anything like that, or spam or robocall, Tanya. And it is a little unique, however. And just bear with me for just a moment. It's Thunder and PT, and we are live on the radio right now because we have a listener of ours named Dave. And just to back up just a second, we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. So this listener, Dave, contacted us because he went out on a date with you, I think, 2 weeks ago. And he so enjoyed his date and his time with you. We're just asking for a moment if you could tell us about your time with him and basically whether or not you'd like to see him again.
Random.
Yeah, I mean, we get that, but would you mind just telling us, you know, why you haven't gotten back to him here after a couple weeks?
Right. I guess it's fine. But you can tell him it's a me thing. It has nothing to do with him.
Okay, so it's a me thing, so it's a you thing. So can you just tell us a little bit more so we can let him know?
Well, it really just has to do with the fact that I'm looking for something long-term, and he wants to work from home.
Okay, but a lot of people work from home. I mean, it's kind of a nice luxury, right? So how is that a problem?
Talking about how he loves that his job is 100% remote, well, except for like conferences or two each year, whatever. But because so down the line, you know, he can really be there for his future kids and his wife, and that's kind of cool, I guess.
But that's awesome, though. I mean, not everyone gets that opportunity to do that or can say the same.
Well, yeah, but I'm someone who really needs time to herself. Okay, and I'd rather be with someone who's out of the house for work and travels a decent amount, so I have me time.
Wow. Oh. Don't you think that's just like a little premature to be thinking about all that?
Okay, so
we went on one date.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Tanya, I thought I had Dave on hold, but obviously he's joining us. He's, you know, listening in. So Dave,
you think that's unfair and Tanya is jumping to conclusions?
I'm just a little uncomfortable right now. Like, I mean, you just met me, Tanya. Like, how can you say that if things got serious that you wouldn't want to hang out with me as much as possible? Like, have you thought about that?
Of course. It's not you. You know what I mean? I just met you. As you said, it's nothing personal.
Yeah.
I just know myself, and I like a lot of alone time. And what if I want to work from home? That is just too much to even think about. I've always needed to be alone. And if you're working at home and I'm working at home and then we have kids, it's a lot. I can't.
Okay, but aren't you, Tanya? And listen, I get it. Some people need alone time. I'm one of them.
Well, I just felt really pressured, you know? He was talking about being there for his kids and his wife, and I could just see the future. It was like an elevator door closing in on me, and I'm just not ready for all that.
Okay.
Whoa. It doesn't have to be like that, right? I mean, I'm talking, that's a few years away, Tanya. There's no walls. There's not closing in. We're fine. They're staying open for a long time. And the timing, like, and of course, this would be a mutual decision, you know, that I would make with whoever my significant other is. And if, you know, we get to that point and you're not comfortable, we're going to have that conversation.
I mean, Tanya, doesn't that seem reasonable?
Mm.
Tanya, is it really Dave working from home while you're there? Or is it just the fact of losing your independence by settling down with somebody overall?
Maybe it's both, you know, I don't know. It's just the thought of everyone being in the house at the same time. I was like, can I breathe, you know?
Yeah, no, and listen, nobody gets that more than I do. All we're here to do, Tanya, is, and the reason we called you this morning and interrupted your morning, is that Dave just really, and Dave, I don't want to put words in your mouth either, but is that Dave just really enjoyed his first date with you. He thought he connected, and it's so tough to do sometimes when dating. If you just gave him another opportunity and to breathe and just relax and just kind of let things happen or not, maybe nothing will come of it, but you seemed to have a good time that night too, correct?
Oh, I had a great time.
Yeah. And what were the things you liked? We heard about the things that Dave liked about you, but what is it about Dave that you really enjoyed outside of him moving in and working out of the same house?
He has a great presence. You know, I really liked his vibe. The conversation was easy. Nothing felt forced. I mean, he definitely is pretty easy on the eyes. And I felt safe. I think that's the number one thing that women usually say when they feel safe, because it's important. And I felt very safe. And I felt very, in tune with him,
okay,
you know?
Good. All right, Dave, this is your chance right now to ask Tanya out on a second date. And we'll see what she says.
All right. Tanya, I had a really great time with you, honestly. Like, our first date felt like our third. And I would love to see what our second date feels like.
Listen, now that I'm hearing myself out loud and having this conversation not inside my head, I can definitely see that. So you make a good point. And if you can forgive me for getting very weird and going down a rabbit hole that actually did not exist, I'd love to see some bands with you.
Oh, yeah. Guys, we're going to...
Come on!
We got to run. We're going to leave it to you two to figure this out. But you stay in touch, and congratulations. We made one work! Thank God.
I can't believe it. Let's go.
Dave, Tanya, thanks. Have fun on that second date, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
I believe in miracles.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome. Have fun.
I believe in miracles.
Thank you, guys.
More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.